You're listening to Community Radio, CKMS, Radio Waterloo, 102.7, 946 on the Rogers Digital Network.
Morning, Waterloo Region. It's the new year, January the 6th, a Monday. Welcome to CKMS Community Connections. My name is Bob Jonkman. We're listening to Ramon Tarenko from Vaughan, Ontario.
Flowers, hearts, and herbert graces. She is there with the warm embraces.
Falling deep, your passion flows. Falling deep, your feelings show. Desperate. Desperate love, desperate love. Desperate love,
prowl and sly, the have-tos flow. Living a lie, your sadness grows.
It's a slow death. It's your last breath. Desperate love. Desperate love.
Love is never black or white. Love goes beyond what is right.
Love is never black or white.
Love goes beyond what is right.
And tears, the aftermath. Time erodes your jealous wrath.
Pray for a casualty. Pray for love and need.
Love.
Desperate love.
Desperate love.
Desperate love.
Love is never black or white.
Love goes beyond what is right.
Love is never black or white.
Love goes beyond what is right.
Personal voice, and I don't know much, and I could be wrong.
The devil could be your mother, your lover, your best friend too. Yeah, the devil could be your mother, your lover, your best friend too.
I am a blind man in the dark. I try to think and be smart, and I don't have much, but occasionally occurs to me the devil could be your mother, your lover, your best friend too. Yeah, the devil could be your mother, your lover, your best friend too. Your best friend too. Yeah, the devil could be your mother, your love, your best friend too. Well, we all need a hand to hold and guide us. It's hard to be alone. I'm kinda lost, but I find my way back home too. The devil could be your mother, your love, your best friend too. Yeah, the devil could be your mother, your love, your best friend too. I like to roll, I like to expose all my soul. Expose, that's my way. Let it sing, let it sing. The devil could be me, myself, and I too. Yeah, the devil could be me, myself, and I too. I stumble and I grope down many a life's path, and in the end, I can only last. And I don't know much, and I could be wrong. The devil could be me, myself, and I too. Yeah, the devil could be me, myself, and I too. There's only one thing I can do when I feel this way is pick up my guitar and start to play. Let it sway. That's my way. Let it sing, ring a ding. The devil could be me, myself, and I too. Yeah, the devil could be me, myself, and I too.
Thanks, Chuck.
Devil Can Blues by Ramon Taranco, who is from Maple, Ontario, not Vaughan, a Cuban-Mexican-Canadian composer and guitarist whose world-beat fusion music runs the gamut from Afro-Cuban jazz and blues to Southern rock and New Orleans funk. Born in Havana, raised in Toronto, Ramon has Cuban continental, Spanish, and indigenous roots in Southern California from the Shoshone, and in Mexico, the Yaqui and Mixoacan. That's from the new album, Cuban Blues Man. Hope to have an interview with Ramon Taranco at some point, because he's pretty much local. Maple's not that far away. Next, let's have something by Carver Baranda, who is originally a Canadian songwriter, but now based in New Orleans. Her studio debut, Spooky Love, is a blend of pop, garage rock, lonesome, eerie sounds of Canadian roots music. This EP was recorded at Mashed Potato Studio, and released in October 18th, 2019.
Take you with me. picture there to be. And I know what I'm gonna do when I have time.
But still wonder what happens when I'm dead. I wish I did, it's complicated up there in my head. No casket for me cause I'm hella claustrophobic. Cook me up, but when it's over, launch my ashes in a rocket ship. The end's inevitable, so why you settling early? Such a rush to live securely, homie, I ain't in no hurry. I'm a gentleman, but I can't say I'm living purely. Do it bigger for my brothers that already dead and buried. Come on, I ain't looking for the glitter and gold. I got the heart of a lion, but no yellow brick road. I built the castle out of cardboard, but it's not up to code. I'm just a mini supernova you left out in the gold. It goes, my imagination got me feeling like a movie star. If this is simulation, I could use a cooler car. If reincarnation is real, I hope you feeling lucky. Some of us deserve to be the goldfish stuck inside the jar. Whoa, it's loud inside my head a lot of time. No sleep for the man with the busy mind. This a race to be content before you say goodbye. How do you define a person's life with a single line? That's the end, and tell me how the rest of the story go. Catch a plane just to ride the train in Tokyo. Rain falling, joy riding a convertible. Conquering the world before the unexpected curtain close. Whoa, it's loud inside my head a lot of time. No sleep for the man with the busy mind. This a race to be content before you say goodbye. How do you define a person's life with a single line? That's the end, and tell me how the rest of the story go. Catch a plane just to ride the train in Tokyo. Rain falling, joy riding a convertible. Conquering the world before the unexpected curtain close.
When you're unconscious, do you miss your consciousness? Non-existence is no different, it's just obvious. So when I die, it'll be just like 1982. Before I was born, before I even had a clue that I was missing out, that I didn't have a life to reminisce about. There's nothing to figure out, the road isn't yellow brick or paved in a fellowship. So to hell with it. There's nothing more human than dying while praying not to. We're like forgotten food expiring, but think we're not food. The arrogance of denying that we're on the food chain. Just drop my rotting body in the woods a few days. Don't nature, body to nature. Gain perspective, lose faith. You can find me on the street yelling fuck religion, cause it's used to justify our world is tough to live in. From what we're given, I don't have a doubt that when we die, it's the same as when we pass out.
Whoa, it's loud inside my head a lot of time. No sleep for the man with the busy mind. This a race to be content before you say goodbye. How do you define a person's life with a single line? That's the end, and tell me how the rest of the story go. Catch a plane just to ride the train in Tokyo. Rain falling, joy riding a convertible. Conquering the world before the unexpected curtain close.
That's Nolto, Yellow Bricks, from the Sudden Arrhythmic Death Syndrome EP, or maybe this was Sudden Arrhythmic Death Syndrome. Nolto sent me an email with a couple of tunes in it and provides the bio information on his Bandcamp site. Nolto is a rapper, songwriter, lawyer, husband, and father. He's also very uncool and dislikes most everything. I think he and I would get along just fine. Nolto from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. Before that, we heard Guy Major, or Guy Major, possibly, from his new album, the Northern Sky album, and slightly out of sequence. So we'll play a little bit more by Guy and have some more information about him in a second or several. Guy Major, this is First Thing.
Come true. All the time I wait for you. could be anything we wanted. Won't be changing if we never tried. If we never tried at all. I just realized we could do the first thing that we wanted to. I can't find time for what I do. I call it possible, leave it to you. You gave me shadows on the wall that made me feel that not wasting time, but put me in line with thousands. Just realize we could do the first thing we wanted to. And now's the time to hold the line, build on what you got. Nothing there to feel like you belong. As simple as I can see your eyes, and nothing there to come inside. All the time I wait for you. World can be anything we want, and won't be changing if we never try. If we never tried at all. I just realized first thing we wanted to. I just realized that we could do the first thing we wanted to.
Major. First thing from the Northern Sky, recent released album. He writes to us, I'm an Ottawa, Ontario singer-songwriter doing original folk rock, jangle pop, and Americana. Guy Major is a founding member of McCrimmon's Revenge, which recorded at CBC Studio and did festivals and shows like Natalie McMaster's Atlantic Airwaves. And for the summer of 2005, a while ago, his song In a Dream held the top position in acoustic rock on GarageBand. Northern Sky is a hefty album, 15 tracks, and from the sampling that I've done of it, I haven't listened to the whole thing in its entirety, but it's a good album worth checking out. Look him up at guymajor@.bandcamp.com, GUYMAJOR. Up next, Peter Alexander Loriniak, who is a local Cambridge boy, coming to us in the studio in a couple of weeks. This is Life in a Storm. Peter writes, this video song is about a storm and how my life after an accident was like a storm. However, he's managed to overcome the storm and he still is doing better now. Driving, working, volunteering, singing. Peter writes, I can believe you can do anything you put your mind to. I don't look backwards in life. I look forwards, thinking positive. This is Peter Alexander Loriniak, Life is Like a Storm.
There's a storm that's coming and it's almost here. Rain is starting and the clouds are near. Hear the thunder, feel the fear. Better get out of here. Dark clouds are forming and it's looking bad. The rain's falling harder, the world's gone mad. I'm driving on the road, hardly see around. Stopped at a bridge and they can't break down. There's a storm, it's a thunderstorm. Hear the thunder roar. There's a storm, it's a thunderstorm. Hear the thunder roar. Marred by the lightning as it hits the sky. The trees they're blowing and the wind was high. I think to myself, it's kinda like my life. Start getting lonely in a long hard fight. Like a storm, like a thunderstorm, change from dark to light. Like my life, it's like a thunderstorm, when skies went black to bright. Sometimes I think I'm lucky, and people ask me why. They say that after all I've been through, I just break down and cry. But I say my life is different, in all so many ways. My life has changed forever. Now I live from day to day. See a storm coming, smile to myself. The thunder doesn't scare me, lets my heart pour out. Every day is a new day, in my heart I know. God is always with me everywhere I go. God is always with me everywhere I go. Everywhere I go.
Gentle steps, not banished to our loneliness.
is Love is Love, Part 1 from Quantum Tangle. Have on the phone with me Tiffany Ayalek from Quantum Tangle. Good morning, Tiffany.
Good morning, Bob.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. Just been listening to Shelter As We Go. It's a new album to me, but it's been around for a while, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
When did you put that out?
Well, we started working on that in 2017, and I believe that came out on the in 2017 in early April. And we started working on that pretty much directly after we won the Juno for our first EP, Tiny Hands.
Which
there's two versions of Tiny Hands on Shelter As We Go that we've sort of remastered, and then one that was completely reimagined.
Yes.
And so we started working on that. And we make the joke in hotel rooms across Canada. We were still touring pretty heavily during that time, and we didn't have a lot of access to studio time. So we were very we channeled our inner MacGyvers, and we converted closets and hotel rooms as we were on tour as our makeshift recording studios.
Well, that's incredible, because the production quality on Shelter As We Go is right up there with any studio recording I've heard.
Yeah, Gray is a wizard, and they can make anything sound good, I think.
Yeah. Can you go over the lineup for Quantum Tangle? You mentioned Gray just now.
Sorry, the lineup.
Who all is in Quantum Tangle? You're Tiffany, and who else is in Quantum Tangle?
So Grayson Gritch, mm-hmm. and also Inupshuk Mackay, my sister.
Oh, I didn't know you were sisters. The the album cover is lovely.
Thank you. That was designed by another sister, Charlotte Caritac in Afriette, mm-hmm. and she was the designer. We wanted to have something that was representative of Inuit and Anishinaabe culture, so that's being done by the two different styles of drums. And something that connects us both is the caribou.
Ah, okay. In the album, you've got a bunch of tracks that have a vocalization that I'm not very familiar with, throat singing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so throat singing is traditionally done between two women,
mm-hmm.
And it's an art form that is exclusively done by Inuit in North America. And it's a very ancient music form of the high Arctic, and there are sort of there's some similarities between Tuvan throat singing and Mongolian throat singing, but Inuit throat singing has its own very specific practice. And traditionally done between two women, but there are many genders that throat sing of Inuit. And it's sort of like a cat and mouse call and response. So
yes.
One person is making a vocalization, and the other person is usually making the same sounds, but just a second behind. So you're creating these sounds in canon with each other. And so that really helps to create this sort of otherworldly, you can't quite tell who's making what sound at what time, and is a pretty big departure from a lot of like Western choral singing, where the goal is to be singing the exact same thing at the exact same time and have this sort of like one voice feel to it. Whereas in Inuit throat singing, the goal is to be completely opposite from your partner, and that's a thing that's tricky to do, because we're sort of really trained to sing in unison. So part of what makes the what makes throat singing so special is that dissonance from your partner, is that you're not singing the exact same thing as your, or at the exact same time, rather, as your partner. So that helps to create that rhythm, and that you're also making sounds on your inhalation and your exhalation.
Mm-hmm.
And so traditionally you would be inspired by the oral world around you, by anything that makes sound, animals, weather, chores, feelings, being inspired by that and creating songs. So there are many, many, many throat songs that, you know, are for the wind or for rivers or, traditional ones. And then there are some incredible Inuit throat singers in Canada that are constantly composing and creating new songs, and it's really wonderful to be a part of that group of people who are keeping the practice going, and, you know, especially in light of the colonial history of the shaming and the tabooing and the, you know, sort of outlawing of throat singing, that it's still around and has survived and is a thriving part of mainstream music in Canada now.
Does Canada have a terrible history of disallowing throat singing, making it illegal? You know, I mean, there's the residential schools and all the other horrendous things that Canada has perpetrated. Is banning throat singing one of those?
Well, it wasn't only specific to throat singing. You know, widespread shaming and taboo and banning of all different types of cultural expressions were, mm-hmm. You know, severely, severely impacted across the Arctic, and not just with Inuit. You know, this is a global and also like a national and regional mm-hmm. expression of colonialism.
Yeah.
And, you know, our First Nations cousins, our everybody else, any other Indigenous group in Canada has experienced some level of this as well. And, you know, throat singing was almost lost. And it wasn't until, you know, there was an Inuit Catholic priest who, you know, saw that these songs were being lost and that these elders were dying with this knowledge. And it basically took an Inuit priest to sort of dispel the fears that if you throat sang, it was an evil demonic practice. So yeah, thankfully that didn't happen. And there started to be a really incredible sort of renaissance in the 60s, I believe it was. Yeah. So it's one of those things that, you know, it's too bad that it went through that sort of dark period, yeah. But, you know, the fact that there is a thriving throat singing community in Canada is something that I think so many Canadians should be paying attention to and be proud of, and see how they can help support music in other ways as well.
Yeah. It still isn't getting a lot of commercial airplay. It's community stations like CKMS. You've been appearing on the CBC a fair bit, but mainstream radio still isn't playing real Canadian music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that there are some people out there that see the value of it, and, you know, there's some shows that are dedicated to playing Indigenous music, and I think that we need to keep hearing from those stations, because, you know, there's so much content out there, there's so much information to get kind of buried under, and
yeah.
It's still great to be learning from people and not sort of algorithms on a playlist to be, you know, reminded that there is really great music out there, and not just to be kind of having it on in the background. It's nice to be kind of handed these hand-picked selections and to be reminded of amazing Indigenous music that is available to us if we just take a few extra minutes to look for it.
Yeah. You're on a pretty good label. Nikamowen?
Quantum Tangle is with Coax Records,
mm-hmm.
And Nikamowen was the... We came together with these folks to do the single Signal.
Oh.
So it was sort of like a co... we worked with Nikamowen for this song, just for this single, and they were so great to us. They were the musical matchmakers that brought together Quantum Tangle and Lydia Kapinski, and we got to hang out in Montreal for a few days and basically write this song in, you know, 2.5-3 days. And, you know, with their support, we were able to have, like, studio time and access to, like, really awesome producer. And, yeah, so it was just a fun coming together musical mm-hmm. matchmaking that that they did for us. So we're really thankful for that.
Yeah. I'm glad that you sent me that particular link in an email. Nikamowen has a fantastic catalog of Indigenous music. So
mm-hmm. I'll
certainly be putting that on the show notes for today's episode. Shall we have a listen to Signal?
Yes.
Any other background you want to give on that?
Yeah, so when we wrote this song, we were really feeling the year 2019 as the year of Indigenous languages, and each of us in our own ways looking to reconnect with language and, you know, looking to see what supports were available, what supports aren't available, and the joys and challenges of reconnecting with your culture and with your language. And so this song was written out of that feeling of trying to connect with relatives or ancestors that we don't have readily available to us. And it became this sort of futuristic, you know, Major Tom kind of version where you're sending a signal out into space and you're hoping that somebody somewhere hears it and bounces it back to let you know that you're on the right track. So that was the sort of the feeling that we were working with when we created Signal. And, you know, you can hear it in the lyrics that we're calling out, and we're even in the French part that Lydia sings so beautifully, you know, she's talking about being insulated or being isolated and, you know, hoping to be able to speak with parents in the ground, and that we're part of this generation that history is kind of forgotten, and we're reaching out and we're calling out and we're looking for help. And so yeah, this is, I think, just dedicated to people who are on that language journey. It can be a very lonely, culturally traumatizing time when you realize that this information should have just been available to us, but coulda, shoulda, woulda isn't going to help anybody, and that you just got to buckle down and reach out and find that information wherever you can. And that the time is now. And even though the 2019 is over, 2020, 2021, and 2022 should continue to be year of Indigenous languages.
Absolutely. Let's have a listen to Signal.
Turn the phrase, turn of the century. Tune my ears, dial the frequency. History. It's
indigenous pop, Inuk Pop from Quantum Tangle and Nydia Kapinski. And I have on the phone Tiffany Ayalik.
Hello.
Hello.
So marking that's Inuk, Métis, Anishinaabe pop and Franco-Canadian pop all mixed together.
Yes, some French language in there. We were talking that there isn't a great deal of indigenous language music that's being aired in the mainstream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's. I think, you know, you can see there's always been incredible indigenous language music out there, and you know, there's bands throughout music history for sure in Canada that have been creating amazing music in their own languages, and you know, it's great that a year like 2019, where there's been such a international focus on indigenous languages, has mm-hmm. helped to bring some of those artists and some of that music to the forefront. But the reality is it's been there for a long time.
And you're reacquiring your native language as well.
Yeah, so Inuinuktun is a dialect sort of Inuktitut in the Arctic, and you know, spoken in the Western Arctic and in Nunavut and parts of the Northwest Territories. And I'm definitely on a language journey myself. Grew up with lots of Inuktitut and Inuinuktun in the home, but never considered myself a fluent speaker. And yeah, it can be a lonely journey sometimes when you are trying to reconnect with the language that you should have and would have in every other context. Pre-contact would have just grown up speaking multiple languages instead mm-hmm. of just English. So, yeah, it's a great learning curve. It's frustrating. It's sort of rewarding. It's full of its joys and challenges. And my heart goes out to everybody else, every other Indigenous person who is reclaiming their language, because it's hard. It's not just like picking up a Rosetta Stone book and being like, oh, I'm going to learn Italian just for fun. You know, Italian is never going anywhere, but a lot of our languages are under a very, very timely time pressure because we're losing a lot of fluent speakers. So, you know, that gives a heaviness to that work, but it's still important. So,
is it making a comeback in the family with young people?
I think so. I think that, you know, there's some amazing work being done with, you know, people who are working with app developers and who are working with, you know, TV programs and children's programming and translating different existing popular programs into Indigenous languages. And I think that all of that needs to happen as our people continue to sort of roam between digital landscapes, that we also need to make sure that we have language access that is also easily transferable into the spaces that we occupy in this day and age. So,
And so getting some media attention, getting some broadcasts of native language
for sure.
music would be a helpful thing.
Yeah, for sure.
You've got a young niece?
I do. She's my little cousin, actually.
Oh, cousin.
Her name is Hannah, mm-hmm. and she's my cousin, but I'm also her godmother. And we actually, when Quantum Tangle went on tour in Denmark, we brought little Hannah along with us, and she was our mascot and our wonderful little travel companion when she was, I think she was 7 when we did a tour in Denmark. And it was so great having her along with us. And I love traveling with kids, and I love being surrounded by kids because they just remind us that, like, hey, maybe if someone is tired, maybe everybody is a little bit tired, and how can we make sure that we're taking care of ourselves? And, oh, if the 7-year-old needs a snack, then probably everybody could use a snack and a drink of water right now.
Mm-hmm.
It was great to have her along because she was just so bubbly and in a good mood all the time, but was also kind of a canary for us and a reminder to, like, slow down, take things easy, and, like, let's make sure that this trip is enjoyable for everybody. And I feel like when we're not with kids and when it's just a bunch of adults who are just, like, so focused on a goal, we can, like, push and, like, really kind of do kind of damage and burn ourselves out when we don't have like elders and kids around us to try and remind us to, you know, take things a bit slower and how can we make this more comfortable and more enjoyable for everybody. So yeah, it was great to travel with her, and she's a budding little throat singer. She was very happy to come on stage with me a few times and throat sing and be brave. And so this song is named Al Nahiak, and that's Hannah's Inuinuktun name. And so this is just a beautiful little moment between cousins. I think she's 7 when we recorded this, and the production that Gray did on it, I wanted Gray to make it sound like how throat singing feels. So when you start to throat sing with someone, you can kind of find your rhythm, and it can be a little bit chunky. But then as you go along, you really get into a rhythm, and the bond and the connection between the two singers deepens, and it can also become almost trance-like as you keep going. And so this was a beautiful moment where two cousins sort of leave this plane and travel somewhere else and play in that space for a bit and then come back to Earth.
So this is Ach Nach Yak.
Can we sing a song together?
What one?
You pick. Yay, good job. Should we try the other one? Do you want to try another one? Just do any tune you want to do, and I'll copy you.
Not that one.
It sounds so cool. Just give it a shot. This is going to be your song.
So that was Al Nahiak, and it's so wonderful for me to hear that. I haven't actually heard that for a whole while. Beautiful moment of teaching and between myself and my little cousin Hannah. And that's just thanks for the reminder of that one. I sometimes forget about that one at the end, and I'm happy that there's lots of little budding throat singers out there who are taking that practice, reclaiming it, and making it their own.
It's been wonderful talking to you, Tiffany.
So nice to talk to you, Bob. Yeah,
I hope you come down into the Kitchener-Waterloo area at some point, so we can.
Yeah, we'll let you know if we're ever in the neighborhood.
Going to leave us this morning, with reimagined version of Tiny Hands. Thank you, Tiffany Ayalek from Quantum
Thank
Tangle.
Thank you. Thanks, Bob. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
What have you seen in your short, long life? Where did those tiny feet roam? All the things you have done on top of being a wife, a mother, a daughter, a home. What have you seen in your short, long life? What has your heart overcome? The traditional ways that are hidden away can be revived by the beat of a drum. Stitching nothing.
CKNS Community Connections and CKNS FM 102.7. My name is Bob Jonkman. We're listening to Tiny Hands, a reimagined version from Quantum Tangle. We'll be back next week, Monday at 11 o'clock. The second hour of CKNS Community Connections airs Friday at 2 p.m. with Jennifer Strong and Jordan Gordon. Let's finish off with Quantum Tangle. This is CKMS FM 102.7, Radio Waterloo in Waterloo and Kitchener, Ontario.